This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين my beloved brothers and sisters السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته how are you all doing الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله مبارك to all of you to all of us you have been selected and chosen by Allah سبحانه وتعالى to be present to receive the gift of this year's Ramadan والحمد لله And I want you to take a moment just to reflect on that. You know, when the Hajis get that accreditation list from Sauk, Alhamdulillah, Allah has chosen me, invited me. And that really Ramadan is like that. Because Ramadan is that opportunity in the context of your life. As we said, within these 30 days, wallahi, you can attain Jannah. Within these 30 days, we can be freed from Jahannam. We can pass the test of life. We can move beyond any difficulty. Anyone that's going through any hardship, any life challenges, any rizq problems or health problems, these 30 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is opening the doors to answer every dua. And so alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us to be here. Already He has answered your dua when you said, رَبَّنَا بَارِكْ لَنَا فِي رَجَبْ وَشَعْبَانْ وَبَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَانْ We asked Allah, Ya Allah, bless us in Rajab and Sha'ban and grant me to reach Ramadan. Allah answered that dua already, subhanallah. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for being here. And we reaffirm our niyyah. Now at the beginning, you know, you don't want, as Ramadan goes on and, you know, some things happen, we want to make the niyyah firm that, Ya Allah, this will be our best Ramadan, Ya Allah, Ameen. And this will be that Ramadan where we change our life. The objective of Ramadan is to transform our lives completely. So that when we leave Ramadan, we are different people altogether. That is the objective of Ramadan. May Allah grant that for us, Ameen. Alhamdulillah, inshallah, as you know, at the end of every Taraweeh, we do our hopefully short lecture series. And the series, the topic of this year is Qiyamah. Qiyamah and the end times. The end of the world, Qiyamah, inshaAllah. And we might ask, why did we choose this topic? Why are we talking about Qiyamah? The ulama mentioned that the two fundamentals upon which the religion of Islam is built on is two, really if you were to distill the entire Quran down, it comes down to belief in Allah and belief in the Akhirah. And this is apparent in the beginning of Surah Fatiha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. Allah begins by introducing He's the Lord, and He's the Lord of the Akhirah. He's your creator, and He is the Lord of the Akhirah. That your life is an exam, and it's a test, and there's an afterlife upon which this life is going to be judged. And the belief in the Akhirah, it really makes every single law, every single moment in your life, it gives meaning to it. When you are sick, alhamdulillah, it is going to be an expiation for your sins. When you're going through some kind of tribulation, alhamdulillah, there is something in the akhirah for you. When you are gifted with something and you are thankful, alhamdulillah, it is something for you in the akhirah. So the akhirah puts everything in your life, the ups, the downs, the goods, the bad, the ugly, into perspective. And it gives you a purpose. Why do you get up at night or in the morning? Why do you come to the masjid? Why do you go to work? It is for one objective. One objective, we want to enter Jannah. That's the only reason why we are here, we want to enter Jannah. And so with the belief in Qiyamah and the Akhirah, it puts a level of accountability and self-reflection. Without Akhirah, without the belief that you're going to live after you die, your life is meaningless. Whether you're here today or tomorrow, your life actually has no meaning. And that is why, subhanAllah, you know, the age we live in is the first time in human history where we have such a mass scale disbelief in Allah and in the Akhirah. And also with that comes a mass scale of depression and hopelessness because this life has no meaning. And that is why Akhirah, the belief in Akhirah, gives meaning and purpose to the dunya and our life. To show you the importance of this topic, one of the most important, perhaps the most wonderful conversation that ever occurred on this dunya was when Allah spoke to Nabi Musa directly. No other conversation can compete. And the words Allah says to Nabi Musa in Surah Taha, Allah says, Inni an Allah. Allah first says to Nabi Musa, Truly I am Allah, La ilaha illa ana fa'budani. There is none worthy of worship except me. So worship me alone and establish my salah to remember me. And then Allah says, And the hour is coming. The first thing Allah says to Nabi Musa, after he says, I'm Allah, Musa, be prepared. Qiyamah is coming. Nabi Musa lived many, many thousand years ago. The hour is coming. And Allah says, it is my will to keep Qiyamah almost completely hidden. Almost completely hidden. Why almost? Because he has left hints and signs for those who watch that the hour is on its way. And that is our series, inshallah, to look at these hints and milestones that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put along the way. One of the other important reasons why we need to study this topic is we are at the end of the story. If humanity was a storybook, we are on the last chapter. We don't know whether we are on the last page of the last chapter, but we are on that last chapter. There is no ummah after this. Whatever hasn't achieved, whatever the signs haven't come, they are going to come in our time, in our ummah. We are right at the end, on the brink of Qiyamah. Allah says in the Quran, اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِدُونَ Allah says, O mankind, the hour has come very, very close to you. But you are in ghafla, you are unaware of it. إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا You think it is very far away. وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا But we can see that Qiyamah is very, very close to you. And as we know, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that between me and Qiyamah there was a race. Who would come first? And I just beat Qiyamah. I just came before Qiyamah. But Qiyamah is basically on my heels 1,400 years ago. And the Nabi said, me and Qiyamah are like this. We are together. We are joined. With me, immediately after me, is Qiyamah. And so we are living in this time, this twilight, this moment when humanity is close to its end. This is the age we are living in. So Allah says, فَهَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا السَّاعَةَ أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَقَدَ جَاءَ أَشْرَاتُهَا Allah says, so mankind, do you wait except that the hour should come upon you unexpectedly? Do you want Qiyamah to come where you have no preparedness for it? Because already we have sent some signs, Ashrat. We call it the Ashratu Sa'ah, or the signs of the hour. Allah says, I'm sending you signs. Like, you know, you're on a highway and those road markers that says 1 kilometer, 500 meters, 300 meters, those signs are coming. So Allah says they are there. And that is why, inshallah, in this series, if we were to break down the series, inshallah, we'll start off with the signs of Qiyamah. And the signs of Qiyamah are further broken down into minor signs, and there are many, many small signs, and 10 major signs. Then we'll talk about, inshallah, the minor Qiyamah, the small Qiyamah, which we will all experience, which is the Barzakh. What happens in the Qabr? What happens on the day we die? The Qabr is a type of Qiyamah. And then, inshallah, as we go towards the end of the month of Ramadan, we'll talk about the Qiyamah itself, the event of the day of Qiyamah. What happens? There's a long period. How is the judgment going to be? And we'll have, subhanAllah, a look into Jahannam and Jannah, which we hope, inshallah, will be our end. Ameen. Ameen. So tonight, inshallah, we begin with the minor signs. And it will take us a few days to get through all of them. The ulama have tried to put together how many of these minor signs. Some have said the most minimum amount is around 200. Some have said over 1,000 of these minor signs are there from the Sunnah and the Quran. And some of these signs are actual snapshots, moments. This is what's going to happen. And you will see, as you go through these minor signs, this could not have come except from the mouth of a prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the way he had said, this is going to happen, at this time, at that place, it unfolded as he had said. And then there are other types of signs, which we are living in, are trends, gradual things. The Nabi says, as we get closer to Qiyamah, we will see life changing in a certain way, in a way that no other group of people had ever seen. And as we go through life, we'll see, as Nabi had said, this is what's happening. And so we'll talk about these two types of minor signs. Today we'll talk about two, inshallah, because we don't want to spend too much time. You still have to get ready for fasting tomorrow. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned a sign which must have been a sign for the previous nations. So one of the big signs that Allah had said to the previous nations, when the moon splits in half, Qiyamah is very close. And this happened in the life of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was challenged by his people, and they said, give us a sign, give us a evidence that you are truthful. And they had said, make the moon split in half. And so it's a very famous hadith that the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sitting after Isha with the Quraysh, in the Haram in Mecca, and it was the 15th of the month, so the moon is full, and the Nabi Sallam put his finger pointing towards the moon, and he drew a line, and as he drew a line, the moon split in half, and one half went behind Mount Safa, so the mountain of Safa, that time it was quite big, and you disappeared, and the mountain was actually between the two two halves, and then the moon came together. And so Allah says, "Iqtarabati as-sa'ah," the hour has just come close. "Wanshaqqa al-qamar," and the moon split. So this was one of the signs that Allah had said, when this happens, Qiyamah is very, very close. And this happened 1,400 years ago. Another one of these, subhanAllah, indicators of Qiyamah is a very interesting hadith. Some of them are quite clear, and others are open to interpretation. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says to the Sahaba, and this was a few months before he passed away, he said to them, count six things, look for six things that will happen before the coming of Qiyamah. When you see these six things happen, Qiyamah is going to be very close. Number one of the six, my death, I'm going to die. My death, number one. Number two, you will conquer Jerusalem. O Muslims, you will conquer Jerusalem. Number three, you will be afflicted by a plague. A plague will descend upon you that will afflict you and kill you in many, many great numbers as the plague that afflicts sheep or animals. A great plague will come on you. Number four, you will increase in so much wealth. You'll become so wealthy. And side note, the Sahaba at this time could not afford to spend enough money to enter this battle was called the army of Usra, the difficult army, because people didn't have money. The Muslims were going through a famine. They couldn't finance the army. So the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying to them, a time will come when you will increase in wealth so much to an extent that even if one of you were given 100 dinars, you will not be satisfied with it. Then he says, they will befall, the next sign, there will befall an affliction, a calamity upon the Arabs, where no house, no region will escape this calamity. And lastly, there will be a truce between you and the Bani al-Asfar. Bani Asfar is the Europeans, the Romans. You will have a truce with the Europeans, who will then betray you, and they will attack you under 80 flags. There will be a major war, basically, between you Muslims and the Europeans, the Caucasians. White, it's got nothing to do with color. But the Nabi says, a time will come close to Qiyamah where there will be, and this is what some ulama call the Malhamah, the great war, the Armageddon, the great war between whom? The Muslim Ummah and European nations. 80 flags, 80 nations. Under each flag will be thousands and thousands of soldiers. So, six signs. The death of the Nabi Sallam, the conquest of Jerusalem, a plague that will kill many of the Sahaba. Number four, great wealth and prosperity will come. Then number five, a great fitna that will befall upon the Muslims, and everyone will be involved in it. And then number six, a major war between the Muslim Ummah and the Bani Asfar, the yellow skins, meaning the Caucasian people. So inshallah, we will conclude with this. And as we go, we'll dissect more and more of these signs. We'll talk about when did these things happen? Some of these six, the Nabi Sallam's death, we know it happened. Right? This is known. The conquest of Jerusalem happened 5 years, 6 years after the death of the Nabi Sallam. The plague, we'll talk about plagues. This is a theme that comes up. Which plague is the Nabi talking about? COVID-19? Which plague is he talking about? We'll talk about that, inshallah. And then, of course, other signs which are more complicated. The war with the Europeans, has this happened? Will it come again? And this, inshallah, will be part of our signs of Qiyamah. We will have, as we know, that there will be certain quizzes. And so, two quizzes. For those in the masjid, you get this, the question, and you got your card. So the question of this evening is, which of the choices was not of the six signs? Which of the choices there are not from the six signs? A, the death of the Prophet. B, the conquest of Jerusalem. C, the splitting of the moon. Or D, a plague that will kill people in great numbers. This is for those in the masjid. And then we also have a Burhanul Wordle. So online. Yeah, so if you're getting the WhatsApp messages, you'll also get a link to our Wordle. And every evening we'll get a new word. And you can, inshallah, this is for the barakah, inshallah. May Allah grant us all the success and all the best for the Qasa tomorrow. Wa sallallahu sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi sallam wa sallam. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.